There's a new group in the Valley that wants to help chart the future direction of the Fresno Unified School District. It's called Go Public Schools Fresno, and its new leader, Diego Arambula, joins us in our studio. Diego, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
I want to first start and learn a little more about this organization. Obviously, though, I imagine many of our listeners hear your last name and are thinking, ooh, is this related to the former state assemblyman and the current state assemblyman? You are the younger brother of Joaquin and the son of Juan?
That's right. That's right. Son of Amy and Juan, younger brother of Joaquin and Carmen, older brother to Miguel, grew up here in Fresno.
And you're back now.
And I'm back.
What brought you back? This project.
I have two little girls who are currently 5 and 6 and have a deep love for Fresno. The idea of raising my girls here and trying to create the change that I was able to help drive up in my previous work really brought me home to think about how I could do some of that.
So Go Public Schools Fresno is the local branch of an Oakland-based nonprofit that is, for lack of a better term, I guess, education advocacy organization. What do you hope to accomplish here? What's your driving mission here in the Valley?
Our end goal is to get more folks engaged. So we believe that a network of families, educators, young people, and community members can and should be a part of driving for more students to be successful through our public schools. And we know that some kids find that success now. We think more students, more young people, more parents being involved in that conversation can help push us further and faster.
So you're seeking to lead this community conversation. You're calling it Choosing Our Future 2.0. You're making reference to a report that came out of a committee back in 2004 when the Fresno Unified School District had an interim leader and was nearly taken over by the state. That helped chart a new direction for the district that led to the hiring of Michael Hansen. Now you're saying it's time for a new look at this issue. What do you hope Choosing Our Future 2.0 will do that's different than the past vision?
We hope it does a couple of things. One, we want to make sure that we have an honest and real discussion about where we are, what's gotten better, and where we still need to go. As we look to, I've spent the last year and a half almost having conversations with folks around this city. And through those conversations, what I heard is that we have some really bright spots of excellence and too many kids who are not in schools like that, who are really fulfilling and able to thrive. And so we hope to have a real discussion about that. We also recognize that the world around us is changing dramatically. The jobs that our kids are going to go into, the problems that our communities face, and that our schools have not caught up to prepare students for that. So we want to have a discussion about that to set a vision for where our schools should go in the next 10 to 20 years, and then to create a set of policies and practices that we can begin to start moving on next year and every single year after that.
So from what perspective does Go Public Schools come? I know you have a background in the charter world with Summit Public Schools, where you worked before this current job. There's always, you know, a lot of questions about, well, what's the agenda of this group? What's the agenda of that group? Is this a pro-charter push, or is this something different?
This is a push for great public schools for every single child. While I've spent my last 11 years before coming back home to Fresno working in a public charter network, I believe in and have always worked to try and ensure that every single child has access to a great education. The work that I'm doing here and the conversations I've had are actually not about whether they're charter schools or traditional public schools. They're about whether they're great schools for every single child. And so Go Public Schools is not focused on being pro-charter or against charter. We're focused on ensuring that every single child has access to the kind of school that they need to be successful.
And that is certainly a sentiment that I don't think you'll find many people arguing. We don't want children to be successful. So what do you do to achieve that? Because I think everyone who's in leadership right now, at least on the surface, is going to say that. They might have different views of how to get there. With that in mind, how do you get there? What are the things that you would want to see change?
There are a couple pieces. One, we certainly want more folks engaged in the conversation to give our school board members and to give our school district leadership the mandate to do the really hard, critical work they need to truly transform our schools. We recognize in conversations with folks inside of the system and outside of the system that schools right now fundamentally aren't working for most kids. But to fundamentally change that work is hard. And so they need a mandate. To get that mandate, they need significant community engagement to understand what the problem is, to focus on identifying the right solutions, and to move in that direction.
What do you think the problem is at this point? Other than it's not working.
So what we've seen is that too many students are disconnected. Too many students lack a passion that they're pursuing. Too many students are asked to just go through a system that was set up more than 100 years ago to prepare them for a world that has changed dramatically since then. Yet our schools today still function the same way largely that they did more than 100 years ago. And so we believe that there is a world in which schools need to fundamentally transform from the bottom up. We need to rethink it. And we've seen some schools, even here in Fresno, where that work has already begun, whether it be CART, whether it be Patino. And it's always schools where they were given a mandate from the front to redesign with the student at the center and to rethink how to best meet the needs of those students.
Patino being the new entrepreneurship-focused high school that Fresno Unified just launched, for our listeners who aren't familiar with that. So moving on, what do you see your organization's role in this choice that's before the school board right now, the next superintendent? Do you intend to have a say in that? Because it seems like that process is already underway. You better get going if you want to.
That's right. That choice of who our next superintendent is critical. We also don't want to shortchange the system of actually engaging folks throughout a conversation. And we know that our 7 elected school board members maintain a lot of control even after that person is chosen. So we see our role not in necessarily selecting the next superintendent, but instead in helping create a community vision that can drive our school board and drive the next superintendent, whoever he or she may be, to guide our schools toward this new future.
You mentioned having leaders with the mandate to make big changes, sometimes difficult changes. Do you see yourselves getting to the point where you have candidates that you're supporting or endorsing or going through some sort of program that's affiliated with you? How do you navigate that, especially as a nonprofit?
We certainly see a need to ensure that we've got folks who are sitting on our school board, who listen to our community, who are engaged with our community, and who are aligned with the long-term vision that we need to move in that direction. As a 501c3 nonprofit, GO will not engage in that side of the work. We have an affiliated 501c4 that may engage in work just like that, but we're going to listen to the community to determine whether that's something we need to engage in when the time comes.
How do you see your group's relations with the Fresno Teachers Association and the union? That's certainly a major issue right now, is the two sides are at an impasse. They're trying to come to some sort of resolution, but it doesn't seem like anything's imminent right now. How do you see your group's relations with labor?
Let me start. Over the year and a half that I've had conversations, 160 individual conversations, questions about how the district and the union work together actually didn't come up in almost any of those conversations. So that's something we're going to leave to them to solve. I believe and I hope that an organization like ours that's trying to raise the voice of families, educators, young people, and community members can align with a group like FTA, can align with a group like Fresno Unified, and can actually direct us all in the same point us in the same direction. I think at times when we focus just on what's in front of us, we can get lost and we can move away from trying to find common ground.
So you just launched this publicly last week. Who is already getting under the umbrella? I know that former Mayor Swearingen of Fresno has already said she's a supporter. I see you have many people who have been active in the social justice community that are also getting on board. Who are some of the backers of this at this early stage?
So you've identified a lot of them. We have got folks who are already going to our website, gopublicschoolsfresno.org, and they're signing up there. We had more than 80 people from the 160 individual conversations who joined us last week at our launch. And we are reaching out with existing community-based organizations, reaching out directly to families, to young people, and to educators to bring them onto the team to help create the vision.
Is there a lot of interest from the outside in trying to see Fresno as a model for making positive change? I know that the Gates Foundation, the Walton Foundation, and others have been supporting Go Public Schools work in Oakland. Do you see resources maybe coming in here and trying to support your work?
So I'll distinguish that the work of Go Fresno is separate from that of Go in Oakland. And while those folks have supported there, I have no... they haven't yet supported here, and I don't know if they will. I certainly know that it's the fourth largest district in the state, with some of the longest road to go to ensure that every child is successful. There are a lot of folks who want to make sure that they are helping support work that's actually driving in that direction.
So what's the next step?
The next step is for us to actually begin Choosing Our Future 2.0. We've got a survey online at gopublicschoolsfresno.org. Where folks can go on and give initial input. We're then going to start having house parties, community meetings to engage people in looking at the data of where we are, thinking about the future of where we need to go, and creating the policy recommendations to push this all forward.
Where can people find out more information?
If they go to our website, gopublicschools.org, they can find out information about our launch. They can find out about Choosing Our Future 2.0, and they can take this survey.
All right. Again, Diego Arambula with Go Public Schools Fresno, a new group that hopes to lead the conversation on choosing the future of Fresno Unified for a new generation. You can, again, find them online. Diego, thanks so much.
Thank you, Joe.